You're tuned to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, your college and community radio station.
It is time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we cruise from Victrolas to DIY recordings, from cassettes to flexi discs, from digital releases to the analog revolution. Music from the bottom 40, the no hitters. If it's in your grandparents' attic, you'll probably hear it on the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, a tour went by a little while ago here at the WSCS studio. We have a big window pane here. It looks out on the hallway. You kind of feel like you're an aquarium, and all these students or prospective students are standing out there pointing and waving, and oh my God, we've got a radio station. Indeed. All right, a piece by Johnny Harris called Movements from an LP that was released back on Warner Brothers back in the day around 1968. This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Thanks for tuning in. It's always an amazing journey every Sunday. You never know what you're going to hear next. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know. I've got a report now from the DX Audio Service on a pirate radio station in Boston that was shut down recently by the FCC and the U.S. Marshals Service.
Sure enough, the governor decries last week's raid on Boston's unlicensed Touch 106.1. The Boston Globe says no less of a figure than Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick revealed that his office tried to intervene before last week's raid by U.S. Marshals and the Federal Communications Commission. And talk about a pirate station operating openly. Governor Patrick said, "I've been on it many times, and I have tremendous respect for the team over there." If Touch, operated by a former police officer named Charles Clemens, were coming along today, it would have applied for a 100-watt low-power FM license, and it would certainly have a strong backing. The question is, now that the feds have seized the equipment, will local and state politicians be able to intervene at the Federal Communications Commission? And if they do, what kind of precedent does this set? The Globe says city councilors and state representatives vowed to exhaust every option to get the station up and running again. There is no question that Touch FM ably served the local African-American community and was tolerated unofficially by virtually everyone in Boston. The pro-crackdown folks say that Touch is an example of what happens when an unlicensed station is allowed to put down deep roots, because when it eventually gets busted, things get pretty messy. The Globe says that Governor Patrick's office has reached out to the Federal Communications Commission to try to get the station back on the air. In 2008, Charles Clemens was issued a $17,000 fine by the Federal Communications Commission, which he ignored.
There's a flow like no other I know between us. At times I look at you and wonder how, I wonder how my love can grow each day, and yet I make you pay for much of what gets in my way. And love, it lives between us while I work away old fears that one day disappear. I'm learning love can keep you here. And love, it lives between us like no natural love I've known. For the first time since I'm grown, I'm learning love can stand up on its own. Honey, there's a flow like no other I know between us. At times I look your way and wonder how, I wonder how my arms were blessed with you. Since you are mine, my world is new. My love for you, my love is true. And love, it lives between us while I work away old fears that one day you'll disappear. I'm learning love can keep I'm learning love can stand up on its own. And love, it lives between us like no natural love I've known. For the first time since I'm grown, I'm learning love can stand up on its own. And love, it lives between. Thank you.
You are listening to WSCS 90.9 FM, community radio from Colby Sawyer College in New London.
This is Justin Armon.
And this is Jessica Armon.
Here with your Liberty Beat for May 1st, 2014.
Gold opened today at $1,296, silver at $19.44, and Bitcoin is trading at $448.
Support for the Liberty Beat comes from Accountable Authority, now offering a public database of police abuse and misconduct. Take action and join free to gain community support and protection online at accountableauthority.com. And from Affordable Sound, CD and DVD duplication along with posters and promotional materials online at affordablesound.com. And now this news.
The UN's World Health Organization is warning that antibiotic-resistant superbugs are no longer a prediction, but a reality, and are threatening the health of many across the world. The World Health Organization's first global report on the matter discovered the superbugs were able to evade even the strongest antibiotics. At least 10 countries are already experiencing an antibiotic-resistant form of gonorrhea, a dangerous sexually transmitted disease. Analysts say it's a race against time to develop drugs capable of fighting the quickly evolving superbugs. The Commerce Department said Wednesday that growth in the U.S. economy during the first 3 months of 2014 slowed drastically. Some analysts are attributing the decline in economic activity, which has slowed since the end of 2012, to a long, harsh winter. The residential construction industry took a big hit, falling by 5.7%. Business development fell 2.1%, and spending on equipment plunged 5.5%. Experts believe it'll bounce back after the arrival of summer and warm weather.
A recent LA Times report found that over 4% of those sentenced to death row are innocent. The report published Monday by the National Academy of Sciences came to their conclusion using what researchers call a survival analysis mathematical model. The longer a person stayed on death row, the higher the chance that he or she would be exonerated. Furthermore, the researchers calculated that if all of those sentenced to death were kept on death row indefinitely, without being executed, receiving a life sentence, or dying of another cause, at least 4.1% would eventually be exonerated. In the latest death row controversy, Oklahoma officials were forced to call off an execution after the series of a three-drug cocktail failed to work correctly. Officials investigating the botched job say the inmate died of a heart attack.
You're listening to the Liberty Beat for May 1st, 2014. Be sure to check out the website at thelibertybeat.com. Two students at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have raised enough money to give $100 worth of Bitcoin to the graduating class of 2014. Jeremy Rubin and Dan Elitzer raised $500,000 through funding from MIT alumni that will cover the distribution of the cryptocurrency to all 4,528 undergraduates. The team says they hope to create a Bitcoin ecosystem and encourage students to launch new applications for the digital currency.
According to a recently declassified order, the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Court has dismissed Verizon's legal challenge to the NSA's bulk data collection program. Despite the order being heavily redacted, the Washington Post has reported that Verizon is the unnamed company listed in the legal challenge. Judge Rosemary Collier made a ruling in March rejecting Verizon's petition and affirming the United States government's ability to collect and store Americans' phone records. This ruling overturns a December decision by U.S. District Judge Richard Leone, who found the NSA program to be an invasion of U.S. citizens' privacy. You've been listening to the Liberty Beat. Remember, freeing your mind is freeing our world.
All right. That's a new feature on the radio. Thrift Shop will occasionally be hearing from the Liberty Beat because we need to keep our eyes and ears open if we're going to salvage what is left of our freedom and free speech in this culture. In the last set, we started off with Bruce Kosovich. Very generic looking cover. So whenever I find an album like this, I'm just like, ooh, something interesting in here. It's just a picture of a rocky seashore. The album is called This Time Around, and it's obviously a privately pressed album. From 1975, we heard Love, It Lives Between Us. And after that, we heard Mr. Les Baxter with The Lonely Whistler. And finally, Michael James from his LP Runaway World. We heard Thank You, Ted. All right, it's time to do my segment called Drop the Needle. Now, in Drop the Needle, I'm going to play a recording that I have not heard before. It must be something that I have found in a thrift shop, and I'm going to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how terrible or how wonderful it is. Now, this is definitely a privately pressed album. It has a painting of a Hispanic-looking gentleman on the cover playing a guitar. The artist's name is Moro, M-O-R-O. The name of the album is called Rain, Sun, and Moon, released on Budwick Records in Bodega Bay, California. Let's see if I can find a date on here. I'm not finding one, but it is signed For Martha With Love by Moro. So let's check this out. I'm going to drop the needle on the first track of Side 2. It's called Mosquito's Dream. Well, there you have it. Little skip there. You know that that it's vinyl. That's pretty cool stuff, though, by Moro from Rain, Sun, and Moon, a tune called Mosquito's Dream. I'm going to have to do something about that skip, see what's going on there with that vinyl. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. This is Wolfgang Mottmann with a tune called Funky Tea House.
Shadow of the man that I once knew. Are you the Cuban gentlemen sleep all day. I went searching for the song you used to sing.
Floyd Morris with a tune called Mellow Funk, and before that, of course, Steely Dan with Dr. Wu. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're tripping up and down the dusty aisle of music from the past century of recorded sound. As you may know, I'm doing a lot of experimenting with my radio shows these days. Not entirely sure, you know, what direction I'm going to go in at this point for the rest of 2014. Both of the radio stations that I broadcast on are on tentative footing at best, and I'm kind of looking for alternatives and options at this point. Right now, I'm celebrating 15 years on the airwaves at WSCS here at 90.9 in New London. That's a long while. So I hope you do enjoy the freeform madness, because you're not going to get this on commercial radio anywhere. So some of my shows that I've been experimenting with is The Cosmic Cabin, which is kind of psychedelic folk music based and branches out from there. Also Free Radio Skybird. That's an homage to Skybird Radio, which was an internet radio station and a satellite radio station in the 1990s and early 2000s. And Seldom Heard Radio, of course, which I've been doing on and off since the 1970s, and I'm kind of bringing that back out of retirement. So stay tuned. We'll see where things go. I'll kind of make up my mind, I'm sure, in the next few weeks as to what direction these shows are going to go in. And I do thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, et cetera, feedback, please email me at fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's as in Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. I'm going to close the program today with something a wee bit different. This is a radio show that was broadcast back in the 1970s, I believe. Going to broadcast it in its entirety. It is called Social Security Presents Musical America, hosted by Tammy Grimes. And this is something you would have heard on syndicated radio back in the day. I don't exactly have a date for this. So we'll see where it goes.
Hello, this is Tammy Grimes. Welcome to Musical America, brought to you by your Social Security Administration. A few days ago, I was listening to a lot of my old big band albums. Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman. I thought maybe it would be fun to play the theme songs of all of them on one program. Okay? Okay. Oh, before we launch, let me suggest you listen when I tell you a little later about how you can have your cake and eat it. What I mean is, how you can collect Social Security benefits and at the same time be earning money at a job. Let's start off with Glenn Miller. And instead of telling you the title, I'm going to make you guess the name of his theme song. Glenn Miller and the Orchestra with...
Thank you.
Moonlight Serenade. You knew the title, I bet. Glenn Miller's theme song with Glenn and his orchestra. When the folks at Social Security told me you can work and earn some extra money even when you're getting monthly retirement checks, well, I was surprised. I thought you could get retirement benefits only if you stop work completely. But as I found out, that's not right. The way it works is like this. If you're 65 or over and getting Social Security retirement checks, you can earn up to $5,500 this year and still get your full payments. Or, if you're under 65 and getting Social Security checks, the amount you can earn this year without losing any of your benefits is $4,080. The point is that you don't have to stop working completely to get Social Security checks. You can have a small income and still get all your benefits. For more information about earnings after you retire, call or write any Social Security office. Now to TD, Tommy Dorsey and his theme song. With his beautiful big band, here is Tommy Dorsey playing. Opus 1, Tommy Dorsey's theme song with Tommy and his orchestra. Did you get that one right? You got one more chance. I'm glad I had time to talk to you about your being able to earn money once you've retired. It's important you keep that in mind when you're figuring out what life will be like after you decide to step down. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll have to quit completely if you don't want to. Finally, we have the King of Swing himself, Mr. Benny Goodman, with... was Benny Goodman in the band with Let's Dance, one of his very best. I'm told my 15 minutes has about run out, so I've got time to tell you just two things. First, tune in next time for My Musical America, and I'll play you more fine music. And second, remember that you have a friend at Social Security who is no more than a telephone call away. The Social Security Administration and your local station bring you this program to keep you informed of your rights. So, this is your friend, Tammy Grimes, saying see you next time.
Ooh.
Well, that old clock on the wall says it's time for us to cruise out of the radio thrift shop. That was an interesting find. I found a box set full of those shows, and maybe I'll play one or two more of them in the future, because we need to be thinking the good things about Social Security, not thinking about the people who want to take that benefit away from us. I, for one, when I retire, am going to require Social Security income. I'm not an investor, I'm not a good capitalist. So I do hope that you've enjoyed the music today. Remember, support free speech, support free radio, wherever you are. Support life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Wishing you many blessings.